Episode 24, AT and Disability Students Allowances. So, welcome today, and this time I'm talking about disability student allowances. Now, what is that? It applies to students who go to university and require equipment and support through this government-led initiative. We have an assistive technology approach to this, so there are a number of recommended assistive technology tools that students can have in their equipment, individual support. And I attended a conference by the publishers group for BARTA this week, and or rather by these companies who are members of BARTA, and I took part in this training session for which I learned some really useful things about some of the products that were there. We had Textel with their read-write. We had Lexable with global tasks. And we had ClaraRead with ClaraRead Plus and Sonocent with Glean. And it's Glean I want to talk about today. And next week I will talk about some of the other products that we came across. Glean is a online cloud-based tool that records lectures in real time, so therefore it needs some form of internet to work in its entirety. You can certainly download the teaching sessions that have been recorded down onto your laptop and use offline. And what it encourages is active listening. The purpose of Glean is to assign different importance to different elements of what you're hearing and to provide a record that the student can go back and look over. If you're a student with dyslexia, having the chance to go back and hear again things that you may have missed is really important. So I love the fact that it's very intuitive and easy to use and a very clean, simple interface to not cause any confusion at all. So even a child could use it. So I would suggest that this could be useful in schools as well, where there is access to a computer that's connected to the internet. So with that tool, you can then record a series of notes, have also be able to write your notes next to them and to go back over the whole thing again. It also provides a transcript, so that can be listed out along with the slide deck that may have been used or any other media that was used along with this talk. So powerful tool this is. And next week we will look at some of the other tools that are around that can support students on DSA. Thank you for listening. Speak to you again next week. Bye.